From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
What'd they say?
Well, look, expectations leading into this announcement were the Fed, you know, may not move the Fed funds rate, but they'd give a little bit more concrete framework around what interest rate normalisation would look like. So you had quite a lot of investment positioning, you know, based on expectation of lower interest rates. So it felt like it was primed a bit for disappointment if those expectations weren't realised. They've held rates steady, which was, as I said, very much universally expected. Some of the comments that they've made, Mike, they're waiting for greater confidence on inflation. Unemployment has moved up but remains low. And now we start to get into the sort of interesting stuff. They remain attentive to risks on both sides of their dual mandate. So the Fed has a mandate that, like the RBNZ used to have, of full employment and inflation. It seems to indicate from what they're saying, and I suspect that Powell will flesh this out a little bit more in his press conference, it seems to say that they're relaxed about, you know, where inflation is tracking, because they say the risks to achieving the employment and the inflation goals continue to move into better balance. I'm not sure there's quite as much a degree of certainty around a Fed cut as might have been expected. It's not been ruled out, so they're sort of walking this tightrope at the moment, sort of trying to keep the market on their side, but, you know, not actually overcommitting to anything. What they do say is they're still very data dependent. We've obviously got the big non-farm payrolls number that's coming out this weekend. At the moment, the market has reacted quite positively. We're seeing the share markets have gone up. Little bit of disappointment on the interest rate front, but it's not major at this stage. So, look, I think the real action will come after that press conference, which is, I think, it's 6:30 our time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yep. Confidence back here. It's over. We're happy again. Look at these numbers.
That's it.
What's happened?
What was the problem, eh? Look, yeah, this is a little bit surprising, isn't it? But very interesting data print. So this is ANZ yesterday releasing their business outlook. That's the survey results yesterday. And there's been a big bounce in business confidence. So headline business confidence has lifted 21 points to plus 27 in July. Expected own activity has lifted 4 points to plus 16. So it all feels a little bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? Because the recent economic data, spending data, other surveys, well, they've all been pretty awful, really, haven't they? But look, this is very much a forward-looking outcome. In other words, respondents are looking at better times ahead. But the here and now is still very soft, still very flat. If you look at what people's reported past own activity, so looking backwards, it fell 6 points to minus 24. There's some good news in their inflation expectations. They eased to 3.2 from 3.5. And as usual, when you dig down into the detail, there are quite a few sort of stories or themes. Business confidence lifted in every sector except retail, which is flat, which highlights the super tough conditions for retailers. You've got confidence lifting, but basically the retail tools are not ringing. Cost expectations in construction, they're still high but are subsiding. If you look at the sort of here and now versus that improved forward sentiment, activity in July versus 1 year ago, if I sort of look at the different sectors, the construction index printing at minus 60, retail minus 41, manufacturing minus 35. I mean, those make very somber reading. The construction employment index versus 1 year ago, minus 50. So sort of ANZ do make the point that the forward indicators obviously bounce, but they are expressed as expectations of higher or lower versus current conditions, which generally continue to sort of worsen. That reported own activity, that has sort of quite a good correlation to GDP growth, Mike. So you're still looking at Q2, Q3 growth looking pretty soft. The final point I would make is you just got to ask the question, Mike, what impact did the sort of interest rate rally that we've seen post the 10th of July have on these responses? ANZ do tell us that 29% of the responses came in after the RBNZ, which was on the 10th of July, or CPI 17th of July. So maybe it had an impact, we're not sure. But it sort of says that people out there, they're wanting to feel better about the world.
No kidding.
You know, but it's just a question of getting there.
Okay, give us the numbers.
So as we sit at the moment, the Dow Jones is now up 313 points, which is up 0.75%. So that's better than it was before the Fed. The S&P 500 is up 1.5%, so good bounce there, 82 points. The Nasdaq has bounced back from being under pressure. It's up 2.5%. Nvidia on a bit of a tear. It's up 428 points, 17,576. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained over 1%, 8367. The Nikkei gained almost 1.5%. 5%. These are all good numbers, aren't they? 575 points, 39,101. Shanghai Composite gained over 2%, 2938. The ASX 200, the Aussies had a CPI yesterday. The share market there has cheered the ASX 200 up 1.75%, up 139 points, 8092. And the NZX 50, well, we were up 0.1%, up 14 points, 12,405. Kiwi dollar, as I look at it right now, 0.5937 against the US, so it has bounced, 0.9099 against the Aussie, 0.5491 euro, 0.4627 against the pound, Japanese yen 89.69, gold is trading at $2,426 and Brent crude $80.74.
See you tomorrow, Andrew Kelleher, jmawealth.co.nz.